following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Hello, friends.
Hello, Miss Jolene.
Hope everybody's doing good. How are you doing, Jim?
Doing great. Thank you.
Weekend after Easter.
Yep.
Lots of egg salad sandwiches.
And chocolate.
Deviled eggs. Leftover eggs.
Yeah.
And still a refrigerator full of boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people don't boil the eggs anymore. They do the plastic eggs.
Yeah.
And those are fun. I just happen to like eggs.
Mm.
Love egg salad sandwiches. I love all the salad sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken salad sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
tuna salad.
Yep.
The one thing I don't like is sweet relish.
Oh, I love sweet relish.
Sweet pickles.
Yes.
I guess, what do you call
it? The bread and butter, something like that? Yeah.
Right. I just don't like them.
Really?
And sometimes it's hard to find dill relish on the shelf.
It's because you're the only one looking.
I think they hide the dill relish before I get into the store. But boy, they've got all the sweet relish.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
In every size. Giant jars of sweet relish. And the only jars of dill relish I can find, they're always the small jars.
Well, yeah.
I think it's a conspiracy.
It is. Against you.
Sweet relish can ruin a tuna salad for me. Ask Alec Naaman.
What does he know?
They made a tuna salad for me once, and I requested pickle relish. I just called it pickle relish.
Yeah, that's your mistake right there. Yeah.
I thought sweet relish is the one you'd have to ask for specifically.
No.
But nope. It's the dill relish.
T'other way around.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Yep. Sweet relish is the default. You have to specify dill relish. I have no idea why I got off on that tangent. I just wanted to talk about
it. Okay. We can do that.
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I just felt it was worth mentioning. But I'm done now.
Oh, good.
How are you?
Great.
Did you guys have a great Easter?
We did.
We posted a picture of baby Sarah.
Yes, we did.
Her first birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
We're actually going down to see her this weekend for the actual party. That's going to be a huge party. I can't wait.
How about we take this call from Adeline?
Here we go.
Let's see. One. No. Two. No. I got it. Hey, Adeline, where are y'all at this weekend?
We are at the 18th Annual Ozark Crawdad and Music Festival, downtown Ozark, Alabama.
Crawdads?
Yeah, I guess the farther east you go, they call them crawdads instead of crawfish.
And where is Ozark?
Yeah, Ozark, it's kind of east.
Kind of east.
Kind of toward Dothan.
Okay, I'm looking. Yeah, it's about a few hours away. Not a big place. So tell me about the festival.
Well, it is a family-friendly festival.
Okay.
We got children's activities, in case you got to bring any of them with you.
Some people actually like their grandchildren being around, Adeline.
Yeah, well, mine are very ill-behaved.
All right, what else they got?
Arts and crafts. A variety of delicious foods and beverages.
They have cold beer?
I don't know. I need to check on that. A car show, a Popeye's wing eating contest. Oh, and they do have free Wi-Fi available, which is how we are spraying your show today.
Streaming, not spraying. I know you do that on purpose.
Yeah, whatever.
So how did you make the decision to go to Ozark?
Well, we try to hit different festivals around Alabama, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And once the weather, you know, started getting really nice, we just loaded up the Airstream and set out. Plus, Jeb's got a family member in one of the bands that's playing.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to be on the amphitheater stage. Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a farmer's market stage. Let's see if I can find that one. They got some people on there I'd like to hear. It's going to be a great afternoon. We did invite some of our friends. I'm going to make some of my famous spider po' boys.
Spider po' boys?
Call them that. There's other spider dishes, like I think maybe sushi or something like that. But
uh-huh. So how do you make these spider po' boys?
I get some soft shell crabs.
Mm-hmm.
I get those at the guy at DIP Seafood. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of bread?
Every time I go to New Orleans, I get their French bread. They bake it. It's called La Boulangerie.
Mm-hmm. I've been there. One on Magazine Street.
I used to go to that Tony L's in Midtown Mobile. They had the best bread.
Yeah, I miss Tony L's.
But we go to New Orleans a lot, so I get it when I go.
Okay, what about the soft shells? I've never cooked those before.
So you just toss them soft shell crabs very lightly in some cornmeal.
Okay. What about seasoning?
Some of that Tony Satchery.
Love Tony Satchery. Mm-hmm.
And with fresh tomato slices and banana peppers and just enough mayonnaise so that you know it's there, but it's not overwhelming. I don't like mayonnaise. As long as I can't see the mayonnaise, I'm good. And when I do use mayo, I love Duke's.
I love Duke's mayonnaise.
Duke's mayonnaise, right.
Yep. Uh-huh. Okay, tell me about the band that you're going to see, Jeb's relative.
Oh, that would be, what's her name, Jeb?
Rock Mob.
The Rock Mob.
Yeah.
Rock Mob. Mm-hmm. What kind of music do they play?
They are a tribute band to the very best. I'm reading this.
That's okay. It's probably more accurate that way.
The very best rock anthems and sing-alongs from the 70s through the 2000s. You know, like Def Leppard, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, and like that.
Didn't something happen to y'all at an AC/DC concert in Biloxi one year?
Some guy sitting behind us threw up on Jeb.
Oh, gosh, I remember now.
Threw up on the back of Jeb's leg.
Terrible.
He did have on long jeans, though, so that was all right. We left early. Anyway, they're going to be on the amphitheater stage.
Okay.
The Rock Mob. They got a Facebook page. They're pretty good.
Okay, what about the other stage?
There is a soul blues act that I like.
Soul blues.
A guy named Johnny Rawls.
Rawls?
R-A-W-L-S.
Rawls.
Like Lou Rawls. I don't know if they're related. I don't think so.
Okay.
But they're going to be on that farmer's market stage, and I love the idea of perusing aisles of fresh produce while listening to good music.
I don't think there's produce on the stage.
Well, why else would they call it Farmer's Market Stage?
Maybe they're sponsoring it.
I don't know.
Okay. So they've got arts and crafts. Jeb's not entering anything this year, is he?
No. Thankfully, Jeb has moved away from his macaroni Elvis portraits on velvet.
Yeah, those were ugly.
Now he is refurbishing old furniture.
How's that working out?
It is a disaster. He's filling up the garage with beat-up tables and half-eaten chairs.
Half-eaten? You're making that up. It can't be that bad.
No, for real. Half-eaten chairs. He's got one he calls the beaver chair.
Do I want to know?
I ain't got no beaver chair.
Yes, you do, Jeb. Quit lying. It's that bar stool.
What bar stool?
That one you brought in that the beaver ate the legs off it.
I never called it no beaver chair. You call it a
Hush,
beaver chair.
Hush, I am on the air with Jolene. I'll be off in a minute.
Blah, blah, blah.
I am talking in the air right now, right?
I don't know about in, but you're on the air.
Right.
On.
All right. Well, I got to go, Jolene. Y'all try and play some Neil Diamond, all right?
Talk radio. It's been 15 years, Adeline.
I know, but if I keep asking, maybe one day you'll play some.
I don't think so.
All right. We'll be back late Sunday evening.
Okay.
We'll talk to you. Bye.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases in dolphins.
Julian, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endolphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
And now, another song parody by the Roxbury Players.
Oh, boy. There's a season when the pollen is high and I'm a sneezing and nothing is dry. My nose I'm squeezing with the Kleenex I keep nearby all around me. My eyes are itching like I hit a skunk. My lungs are twitching. I'm coughing up junk. My head's a bitching. I want this funk to hurry up and abandon me. I let my nose flow like a mountain stream. I let a sneeze go like I'm letting off steam. I let a cough grow. Stuff that's from a bad dream. Allergy season. I let the...
Have you been feeling good lately? Do you find others are increasingly enjoying your company? If you've answered yes to either one of these questions, you may be suffering from RHS, or Random Happiness Syndrome. A recent study indicates millions of Americans are walking around happy for no reason whatsoever. Finally, a product is available just for you. From the makers of Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Elimajoy. Elimajoy contains the perfect balance of serotonin inhibitors and Ipecac to help you fight the stress and unpredictability of random happiness. Elimajoy. The most common indicators of RHS include indiscriminate laughter, giving to the poor, shopping with your mother-in-law on purpose, attending church, singing while showering. Well, you get the idea. If you think you've been feeling too good lately, ask your doctor about Elimajoy. Elimajoy. Watching the Lifetime Network for over 8 hours at a time may occur. Take only as directed.
Thank you guys so much for visiting with us for a bit. We always say that you guys act as a wonderful buffer between all of us. And it's because we know two or three of you are out there listening, taking out some of your precious me time and spending it with us. Be sure to stay right where you are because we're coming back with more show. You can't stop it. Well, you could, but we don't want you to. What we do want you to do is download the FM Talk 106.5 app right on your phone or your tablet so you can keep up with all your favorite shows, and all the podcasts are there on demand for you to listen at. We'll be right back. Shake your booty, shake, 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 shake. Ooh. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Yeah, you know the secret now, so I don't try to hide my little singing and dancing. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for including us in your precious me time. Hanging out to be a little goofy with us. It's like I always say, sometimes you just gotta go... makes things go a little better for us. And it makes people tend to leave us alone when we need to be left alone. I mean, would you walk up to somebody doing that? I don't know. I'm sure for those of you who are loyal FM Talk 106.5 listeners, you are no stranger to Danny Lipford and the Today's Homeowner show that was on this here station and thousands of others forever. And over the years, the Roxbury Players and I would make short little appearances on his show, and he would also grace us with his presence for different little segments we would do. Fun, fun, fun. And other times, we'd just make stuff up on our own. Like the time we gave Homer the Home Improvement Guy a try. Okay, Homer, what are we doing here?
The first thing you need to do is get your air conditioning ducts clean.
Okay, you're talking about the passageways that carry cool air from the air conditioner to the vents?
No, your air conditioning ducts.
Are you saying ducts?
Yeah, you know, the ducts that live in your ducts.
What ducts?
The ones that waddle around through your ducts and keep them clean.
Seriously?
They also eat insects.
Ducts in your ducts.
Right. You gotta take them out and dust them off before things get really hot.
We're supposed to dust the ducts.
Yes, dust your duct ducts.
Oh, gosh.
And if they're really filthy, you may have to use some sticky tape to pull the gunk off their feathers.
Sticky tape? You don't mean...
Yes, de-gunk your duct ducts with duct tape.
Is that why they call it...
Duct tape? Sure.
Mm.
Everybody knows that.
Of course. Okay, I'll play along here. Once our duct ducts are dusted and de-gunked, what needs attention next?
The carpets.
Ah, because people have been walking on them all winter?
You walk on your carpets?
Yeah. Isn't that what carpets are for?
No, carpets live in your car and keep you company.
Carpets.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You got your floor ferrets, your seat Siamese cats, uh-huh. Your dashboard dachshunds.
Carpets.
They've been in your car all winter.
Maybe in yours.
Time to let them out and run around a bit.
Run around.
Let them chase the duct ducks.
Okay. Anything else besides the ducks, and the carpets? Whatever.
You gotta get under the bed and get rid of the dust bunnies.
Okay. And by dust bunnies, I know what they are. You mean...
The bunnies that keep the dust out from under your bed.
No. No, dust bunnies are actually...
And if they've been under there all winter, you probably have millions of them.
Yeah, probably so. Homer, what if somebody's home doesn't have any duct ducks, carpets, or dust bunnies? Or any hallucinogenic drugs like yours probably has, I see.
They should go out and get some immediately.
Uh-huh.
No home is complete without them.
Okay, so thanks, Homer, home improvement expert.
May I say one last thing, please?
Why not?
For a happy, healthy home, we've got ducks, dogs...
Okay.
Ferrets...
That's enough.
Bunnies, you name it, and plenty of duct tape.
Not a commercial.
All at prices to make me happy. Homer's right off the highway.
Okay, it does say here that you're giving something away with every purchase.
A free mouse for your computer.
Of course. Sometimes we would dip our toes into the home improvement pool. Very briefly. And then we'd get right back out. We never spent too much time there. And I don't really think Mr. Lipford appreciated it. Probably doesn't even like us flashing back on it. What's that, Jim? He is? Oh my gosh. He's taking time out from his golf game, probably. And he's calling us? Uh-oh. He said what? Don't even bring up the phrase home improvement? He says he doesn't want me talking about it at all. Open that line, please. Did you really say that, Danny?
I've got a reputation here to think about.
And I completely respect that reputation. I really can't see where this is...
Well, I've never really heard anything that makes sense on your show.
Well, that's because you don't listen all the time. We do sensible things.
You know how radio goes. People tune in, and if they don't like what they hear, they tune out, you know.
Right, but nothing we say is going to ruin... Your reputation.
I just have to tell you, you know, I'm really not comfortable with you talking about home improvement in any shape, form, or fashion.
You're serious.
I'm serious.
You are so not serious.
I'm completely serious.
When did we ever do anything that was damaging your reputation or your show?
Like the time Adeline called in with her termite problem. I mean,
Adeline.
Adeline, I'm sorry. I got a lot of emails about that one.
Saying what?
Asking me why I would have a clearly intoxicated person on my show.
She's not intoxicated. She's on medication.
Whatever you call it, I just don't like being put in those uncomfortable positions like
that. Nobody on your show told me anything about that. That wasn't our intention.
And that was just one phone call, so...
Well, and she didn't call back after that either, did she?
You're opening up a whole nother door here.
Here's an idea. What if I just don't use the term... home improvement when I'm talking about a home improvement project. That should work.
No. I don't think so.
Well, come on. Be reasonable.
Well, I'll have my people call your... Well, do you have people?
I have Jim and Earl.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's real funny. Okay, we won't be joking around about home improvement or slighting home improvement shows in any way. And I'll try not to do too many flashbacks from when you were on our show. We don't want to ruin your radio legacy.
Good, good, good. I appreciate it. Take care.
Uh-huh. Lipford.
Saturday at Walmart. 20,000 people pushing 20,000 carts. Where do all these people come from? Perhaps I'll find a short line. Hey, express means less than 20. That looks more like 99. Hey, hey, Aquanet. What in God's name is going on up there? That woman has way too much stuff, and just look at all that hair. Hey, Aquanet. She's talking on her cell phone, cussing someone named Clayton because he's always stoned. Hey, Aquanet. Nobody wants to hear all that. A 12-pack of beer, 3 pairs of underwear, and a hacksaw. 50 cans of Oroy dog food and a silk ficus tree. And Stay Free maxi pad. 4 pounds of Velveeta, Mexican style. Some headache powders and some X-Lax. Where are the cigarettes? 5 sippy cups, some ham hocks, and a fitness magazine. There's just too much stuff going on up there. I'll be in here forever.
Hey, Jolene, I'm sorry to bother you, but I need to ask you something. I was just rusty over here, and I was calling to just ask you, you don't reckon y'all going to be working maybe out in the yard this weekend, are you? Sure would like to maybe... You know, pay y'all a visit or something, see what y'all gonna be doing out there. But anyway, maybe you could tell us on the radio if you're gonna be working outside or something. I sure would appreciate it. All right, I love your show. We'll talk to you.
Hi, we're your good friends at the Internal Revenue Service with some exciting news. You just may get audited this year. But I know what you're thinking. Gee, I want to make sure I get every nickel possible squeezed out of me during this audit. But who'll take care of my kids?
Why, the IRS daycare.
Yes, during your grueling ordeal, your kids will be in this spacious room where they can play without care. Hello, little boy. What's your name?
Tommy.
My, you brought a lot of toys with you.
Yeah, this jet plane's my favorite.
Too bad, because it's ours now.
Hey, what? Hey.
And we'll take this ball,
what?
This car, what? And this Nintendo DS.
Those are my toys. Daddy gave them to me.
Oh, in that case, we should estimate how many toys he'll give you next year and take this and this and this and this.
You didn't leave me anything.
Have fun, Tommy.
Sir, we've got a problem in the corner. That big kid is knocking the little kids down and taking everything they have.
I'll take care of this. You, what? You there. Yes, you, the bully.
Yeah.
You have quite the future working for the IRS. The IRS daycare. It's about time your kids learned about real life.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for taking us along with you today. No matter where you are, whatever you happen to be doing, we are happy to be along for the ride. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back with our new birthday segment and more show. Meet me right back here.
Welcome to Belle's Kitchen. I'm Belle Cadeau, and joining me once again in my kitchen, the only man I allow anywhere near my hot plates, Alec Naiman.
Hey, Belle. Hey, Alec. Hey, Earl. Hey, Jolene.
Okay, hey, everybody.
Now, Alec, dear, I've gotten a little bit rusty over the last several weeks, and I do believe I've lost the hang of tailgating. And I have to get my groove back because baseball has returned to Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola.
Yes, it has.
Jolene, is it Wahoo or Wahoo?
You just said the same thing.
Oh, whatever. We're going to be having a little tailgate party beforehand.
Well, whose truck is this?
It's Earl's, but don't worry, we washed it.
Let's get ready to rumble! Oh, wait a minute, isn't that what you say at football games, dude?
So, Alec, I want to cook up something everyone will love.
All right, well, it's baseball season. It's time to start getting our brains around us. Take me out to the ballpark hot dog, you know what I mean? Well, some of our famous hot dogs that you've heard all over the years is the Coney Island chili dog and the New York City dog and the Kansas City dog. And I mean, everybody's got a dog in the game, you know what I'm saying? So let's talk about this Coney Island chili dog. That's a good one. That's one that I personally like.
Okay, what's first?
Well, you get you about 8 of those all beef hot dogs, like Nathan hot dogs or something like that. And you got to steam them up really good, okay? And get you some nice buns. You need some pretty good buns there. But they really have the secrets in the chili sauce. So let's talk about this Coney Island chili sauce that we're going to make. You need about 1 pound of ground beef. You need 1 cup of chopped onions. You need some minced garlic. You need about maybe one of those 14 or 15 ounce cans of some diced tomatoes. You need a can of maybe that 4 ounce can of like some green chili peppers. A little tablespoon of chili powder, a little tablespoon of some yellow mustard, maybe a teaspoon of sugar, a teaspoon of paprika, a teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce. You need a little 1/2 teaspoon of some ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of some celery seeds, 1/4 teaspoon of some salt, and maybe 1/4 teaspoon of some black pepper. Now let me tell you what you do from that. You combine the ground beef with the chopped onions and the minced garlic in a skillet, and you cook it over some medium heat. High heat, medium to high. It don't matter. Just don't burn it. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Cook it until the beef is brown. Drain off all any excess fat. Get that grease off of it because you don't want no greasy chili. Next, stir in the rest of the ingredients and spices. Bring it to a nice boil. Reduce the heat to low and let simmer. Uncovered for about 20 minutes, stirring occasionally. All that liquid will dry up. And you'll have nothing but one really, really good chili sauce. People from Coney Island, they think they got the best dog. Now, when you talk to people right over the bridge there in New York City, they say they got the best dog. So let me tell you about it. Now, about the only thing in common is they both are all beef hot dogs. And they both got buns. That's about the only thing in common between a New York City dog and a Coney Island dog is the meat and the bread. Because the secret is in the sauce. New York City sauce, they call it. What you need is you got to get you 2 medium sweet onions, okay? A little tablespoon of oil. A little teaspoon of some chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of some ground cinnamon. And 1/3 cup of ketchup. Maybe like 1/3 cup of water to go with that ketchup. A dash of hot pepper sauce. A little 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And a little 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. Those are the ingredients that make up the New York City sauce. Now to prepare this sauce, you slice that onion thinly into rings. You place your oil in the skillet on medium heat. After that oil has heated just about right, you throw them onion rings in the skillet and you begin to let them cook for about 5 or 6 minutes until they're tender and golden. Stirring just occasionally, reduce the heat to medium or to low if necessary. Stir in the chili powder and the cinnamon. Cook for about 1 minute. Stir in the ketchup and the water and the hot pepper sauce and a little salt and pepper. Let that cook for another minute or two. Then heat the ingredients thoroughly. Then all you got to do from there is you got to grill them dogs, steam them dogs, boil them dogs. I don't care what you do with them dogs. But once that sauce is done, you place your hot dogs in that bun. You put a little Dijon mustard on top and lay that New York City sauce on it. And boy, you eating a New York City dog with some New York City sauce. And we'll just let the Coney Island folks fight it out with the folks in New York.
Sounds like a plan to me, Alec. Take me out to the ball game. I've got my tailgating feathers ready. Thanks, doll. I'm Belle Cadeau, and that's it for this week in Belle's Kitchen.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3.
Hey, this is Lorraine Becker. You better call everybody on your contact list because something funny is fixing to come on the radio on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Okay, Lorraine, that's a wrap.
Wait, is it really funny? Because some of the stuff on her show is not all that funny, I don't think.
Yeah, and that's okay. Not everybody thinks everything is funny. And we're not going for any awards here. We're just giving folks a little bright spot. So you can jump in and goof around with us for a while. You can listen to our show right here on FM Talk every Saturday at 4 p.m. and again on Sunday mornings at 7. And if you miss this show or any of your favorite local shows on FM Talk, all you have to do is make sure you download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free, and you can be sure to have all your favorites available to you on demand. Poof! Right there at your fingertips. And also at fmtalk1065.com. We appreciate you visiting with us. Wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to, we are happy to be along for the ride. Hey, John Bell, remember how tough it was to explain to people years ago what the show was actually about?
Oh, yeah. I remember how challenging it was to explain to people that we didn't cover politics, national news, that sort of thing.
I mean, Seinfeld had already used the term show about nothing, but we really had a show about nothing. Still do, I think. Well, I mean, insofar as news stories or daily commentary on any one particular thing.
Well, it's not really a show about nothing. It's a show about the nothing that goes on around here. So that in itself is something.
Very interesting.
You get what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld made a good living finding the something that was in nothing. And that's really something.
Jinx, buy me a diet, Dr. Pepper. Our main goal was to bring silly back. There was a lot of heavy stuff going on when we debuted the show back in 2009. And we just wanted to drop a little levity amid the gravity. Just for an hour, or 46.523 minutes, whatever.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Jolene Roxbury, right an hour.
I'm bringing silly back.
Yeah.
You stuffy people don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I love the sound it makes when you laugh.
Yeah. Think to the bridge.
The news today. It makes me think too hard. It's such a strain.
Ow.
You can't talk politics on any day.
Blah, blah, blah.
We've got an hour to cut up and play.
Take 'em to the chorus, come on.
No heavy, no. No blowhards go. Not on my show. No heavy, no.
Totally.
Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
My family's worse.
Yeah.
Heavy. Real heavy.
Not on my show.
Super phallic, agilistic, expert, nanatocious.
Silly back. Bring it.
People just like you talk about their skin irritations.
I have this skin rash. It really gets bad when it gets hot and my shorts ride up.
It's a real bad itching, burning sensation. Right where you don't want a real bad itching, burning sensation.
I was going to my afternoon tea when this terrible itch started up. It was like there were fire ants in my bloomers.
It started between my toes and it worked its way up to my knees. And before I knew it, my stomach was red, my chest was red, even my neck was red. Man, that itch.
That terrible itching, burning sensation. You may think there's nothing you can do about it. That's where you're wrong. Purple Planet introduces this 3-volume audio cassette collection of people talking about their own terrible itching, burning sensations. Once you listen to them talk, you'll realize you're not so bad off after all.
90% of my skin turned bright red, then flaked off. Felt like the Dallas cheerleaders were going all over my body with belt sanders.
Feel better? Purple Planet, terrible, itching, burning complainers. Wherever fine recordings are sold. Also available in Disco Mix.
Disco Mix. Remember that? There was a period in the 70s where they would take any song, any genre, country, easy listening, any song could be turned into a disco song. Some people were digging it, some of us weren't. And when I say any genre, nothing was off limits. Remember this one? Beethoven was spinning around in his grave a little bit around that time. Mm-hmm. Stayed on the charts for a while, though. And who knows, maybe it introduced classical music to a few folks. Might have. We have some classics around here. We're inspired by others. And like I said, allergy season is big for us.
Springtime, stress time, pollen on my mind time. Gotta hide and stay inside. Bad allergies, can't go outside. CVS or Walgreens, I need antihistamines. Cough drops that taste like apple pie. I'd better ask the RX guy. I don't know what I'm buying. I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices. He points and tells me,
look over there.
I just stand and start to stare. What a list. Look at this. Can't concentrate. My brain's abyss. Dayquil, NyQuil, gel caps and some purple pills. Hot tea with some orangey zing. Tylenol, don't do a thing. I don't know what I'm buying. I think I'm hearing voices. There's just too many choices. Robitussin, Cepastat, white mini skirts make me look fat. Alka-Seltzer, Cold Plus, Advil, Cold and Sinus. Theraflu and Vapo-Steam, phenylpropanolamine. A hot shower works best. I'll go home and get some rest. I don't know what I'm looking for. They got 40 bottles for the same thing. I don't know what I'm doing. Chloraseptic, Mucinex, I can't think straight, my head's a wreck. Echinacea vitamins, I'll stock up on some Claritin. The sinus pills they used to sell, they're not in the aisle now. What the hell? Stand in line, I feel like death. I guess they think I'm cooking meth.
Breaking Bad.
They got 40 kinds of nasal spray, Halls and honey, citrus, hey. Effervescent tablets, gotta take what I can get. Expectorant and Hycoden, Bear is a vintage brand. Mom always used Coracetin, start a cold or fever feed. Fluids and guaifenesin, Ricola cubes and shots of gin. My Cajun family starting me on homemade herbal therapy. Took pseudoephedrine, HCL, post-nasal drip, still bad as hell. Confused, I don't know what to buy. Is this how I'm supposed to die? I don't know what I'm buying. I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices.
Thankfully, the coughing and the hacking has not attacked me this week. Yet. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for visiting with us. We will be right back. Welcome back to the show. Hope you are enjoying your weekend. We're having a good one here at Roxbury Farms. It's kind of a work-play weekend. The work part? Well, I'm actually not doing any of it this time.
Yay!
I know, right? Since Earl T. and Reggie had that whiskey party slash Easter egg boil a week or so ago, well, let's just say after the whiskey part, there are a lot of Easter eggs that did not get found. So they are out on the property with a couple of dogs who happen to love eggs, and they're sniffing them out. I told them they better find as many as possible. I don't want to smell rotting eggs. And I'm sure they hid some of them close to the studio and to the houses. And, don't want to smell that. I can see them out there now. And if I'm not wrong, I think there may be some whiskey involved in this activity as well. Not sure. I can see them out there. Jim, can you see them? Okay. They don't look like they're making much progress. Think we might go with plastic eggs next year. Last week, we debuted our brand new birthday segment. Had a few folks send in some birthday announcements. I had this little tune stuck in my head. I thought it would make a great little birthday song, so that's what we're iguana do.
We heard you're having a birthday.
Happy birthday, Madison Bryant.
And so we'll sing happy birthday. Oh, happy, happy, happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
My friend over at Lou's Jewelry in Mobile, Tim Shearer. Happy birthday,
we
dude.
Hope you'll have a happy birthday.
A happy birthday.
Some family time.
My good friend, the beautiful Katie Lord. Happy birthday, Katie Bug.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And happy birthday to my buddy, Jim Pennington.
You might get some presents and eat lots of cake. We'll help you kick things off
the Roxbury way. Yeah.
Happy, happy,
happy birthday
happy
to everybody
birthday.
Celebrating a birthday this week from all of us. Okay, that's enough.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that's enough.
Wow, it's your birthday!
Oh, he's not creepy.
Nice one, Jolene. Nice one.
Hey, I didn't put him in there. If you've got a birthday you'd like us to announce, or really any event you have coming up that's special to you, send us a little message from our Facebook page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, or you can email me, jolene@joleneroxbury.com.
Hey, Jolene, it's Mom.
Hey.
So look, I'm on my after Easter candy run.
You're not supposed to be eating that.
Oh, I know. I'm getting it for other people.
Right. You're sneaking it.
Look, I know better than to try to sneak any candy around you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a hall monitor, Jolene.
I am not. I'm just looking out for you. You gotta keep your
shit. You take all the fun out of everything.
I do not.
Haven't you ever heard that saying, life is short, so eat all the half-off Easter candy you can?
I think it's eat the ice cream.
Oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm eating the ice cream, too.
Uh-huh.
So look, I've got all of Mobile and Baldwin County covered.
Who's doing all that driving and picking up for you?
Well, sweet little Brooks has room on his truck this week.
Little Brooks, he's like 6'12". He must have some time on his hands.
He's picking up some stuff for me in Clark, Escambia, and Monroe County.
What?
Heck, he's even going up to Birmingham for me.
You don't need to send Brooks all over the state.
I'm not missing all these deep Easter candy discounts, Jolene.
Mom.
Get over yourself.
You don't need to eat all that sugar, and you don't need to use all that diesel fuel.
Just quit worrying. Most of it's going in your freezers for next year's whiskey sipping and egg decorating party.
I don't have any freezer space, and who says we're having another whiskey-infused egg decorating palooza?
I'm sorry I missed it this year.
I'm not. It got out of control. It stuck with everything.
Calm down. Just call me after your little show so I can give you a list of stops to make.
Oh, man.
I need some Gordon almonds.
Jordan almonds?
Gordon, with a G.
Ever heard of them?
Yeah, they're an off-brand. That's why they're 100% off.
That means they're free. That means they're getting rid of them. You don't know what you're eating.
Look, I gotta go.
Mom.
Love you, baby.
Find out about this right now. I'm calling our cousin Brooks. He's a truck driver, and he doesn't need to be getting involved in this. Brooks?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I heard you volunteered to go gather up discounted Easter candy.
Yeah, your mama called me.
Well, I really wish you wouldn't do that.
Well, I got plenty of room on the truck. It ain't no big deal.
Well, she's really not supposed to be eating all that stuff. She's got diabetes, and now she's mad at me.
Well, you really are kind of like a hall monitor, Jolene.
Now, you have been talking to her.
I think you really need to quit making such a big deal out of all that.
Do you now? Where are you?
Right now I'm at Exit 54, the warehouse market.
The warehouse market. I love that place. Exit 54, it's right before the Wind Creek Casino exit, right there off I-65 North. I always stop in there for the most delicious coffee, and it's free. I love that part. They have delicious deli meats, an incredible salad bar, soups, and that's where I buy my farm fresh eggs and Amish butter. They got a cute little gift shop in there. One of my sisters cooks a lot, and she said you can get spices there that are usually tough to find in other places. And yeah, I guess their Easter candy is half off. They've always got fantastic Easter candy. You know, they do carry sugar-free.
She didn't say nothing about no sugar-free candy.
You don't need to be picking up all that sugar from my mom.
What you really need to do is quit worrying about all this candy and start worrying about that big cicada season coming.
Cicadas? You mean like those big-ass locust things? The ones that make all the noise. They're coming?
I heard there was a trillion of them coming.
Are those the ones that come out of the ground? I had a friend that had one of those things fly in her hair once. It stayed there for like 30 minutes and came out at the dinner table.
And you know snakes love cicadas.
Snakes love them? What?
Well, we'll talk to you after a while.
You can't drop a snake bomb and then hang up.
Well, let them truckers roll, 10-4.
Okay, so great. I'll be freaking out at least for the rest of the day. I got to find out more about these cicadas. Okay, so that's going to wrap it up for us this week. Such a good time when we're together. Remember to download the FM Talk 106.5 app so you can keep up with All your favorite shows, they have 50-plus hours of local programming on FM Talk 106.5 every week, including this show. You don't ever have to miss one. Also, follow the show on Facebook. Remember to send us your birthdays or your special announcements. All the Roxbury Players and I will meet you right back here next week. See you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.